You're listening to The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. So happy to welcome back Ron James, one of Canada's great comedians, award-winning star of screen and stage, and now for the first time ever, a best-selling author too, which should come as no surprise because Ron has this most incredible way with words. Sometimes he talks, I don't even understand what he's saying because the words are so big. Okay, he's performing at the Stratford Festival this month and posted this to socials about that gig. I loved this. Ron wrote, let's face it, two Red Bulls backstage and a glass of water on a stool is a whole lot cheaper than mounting the Pirates of Penzance. You know what? You're not wrong. Welcome back to The Morning Zoom, Ron James.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
Nice drive today on my bike, a sunny day along the lake shore.
Gorgeous.
Just perfect. Great temperature. Trying to keep the Reaper at bay at the ripe age of 64.
Yes,
yes, you're
Ron.
A puppy.
Yes. And you know what? It is a significant moment here because this is the first time you've been at the Zoomerplex since before the pandemic. We've talked to you on the phone a number of times. We've talked to you on Zoom.
Yeah.
You've survived the pandemic. You have this amazing book that you dropped off a copy for me and for Sam.
Thank you.
And you know what? Sam is talking about the way you speak, the way you deliver your comedy. And that's the name of the book, Rambles and Ruminations from the Canadian Road.
Well, thank you very much. The road's been so good to me. And I was given windows on worlds or otherwise wouldn't have had I not stepped beyond the myopic perimeter of the big smoke and started stringing my trap line from Corner Brook to Courtney Comox, if you'll pardon the metaphor.
Yeah, no, but
and,
it's so true.
But, you know, I can still think 25 years ago, driving around the frozen lip of Lake Superior in the dead of February, staying in motel highway shagging shacks Norman Bates wouldn't run, where the smoke alarm was a dead canary in a cage. You know, they had complimentary coffee, too. I took one sip, and I thought, if this coffee's a compliment, my wake-up call must be a kick in the nuts. So I knew somehow I was in a different world, and it became magical. I felt like I was driving through a Group of Seven painting.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Ironically, I just drove back. I finished a tour in British Columbia of a dozen dates, and I transferred my car to Calgary, drove to Cranbrook, and said, I'm going to drive home.
Yeah.
And I camped in Yoho, and I camped in the magical southern corner of Saskatchewan called Grasslands National Park. 70,000 square acres of primal prairie where Sitting Bull and the Sioux came seeking sanctuary in 1876 and the bison roam. And then I drove across Ontario, which is, I mean, it's ungodly long.
Right. I thought you were
I've seen enough trees, rocks, and water to last a lifetime. So I miss the cacophonous bang and clang of the big smoke.
And here you are. So you're back in the city. I want to just say that it must feel so different to be in front of living, breathing human beings again.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And so tell me about that energy exchange, because when we had you on the last time, I think it might have been the number one thing you missed is just that connection to a
Absolutely.
Real live audience. So how's that?
Well, it's symbiotic. It's just an umbilical relationship between the stand-up and the audience. And it really is the art form stands alone as needing that reaction. As I was saying during COVID, a person standing on stage telling jokes to an audience as a comedian, somebody doing it alone at home is Rupert Pumpkin in his mother's basement. So when I did my Live from My Living Room specials, I mean, we drew almost 4,000 people New Year's Eve 2020, with hindsight is 2020. And it actually felt like I was in a space capsule orbiting the Nebulon galaxy, sending jokes back to fellow Earthlings. But ironically, there's something nostalgic about the period too. This world of post-COVID has become so fractured and so polarized, mm-hmm. and the last we ever thought was that Trumpism would infiltrate here. And lo and behold, it has in certain pockets. And I like the notion of us all being in it together, because when me trumps we, everybody loses. And there was a real nice sense, believe it or not, despite the separation, of community when I was doing those shows from the living room.
You are absolutely right.
And it was good for people because, I mean, they've been living in their pajamas for the entire friggin' year anyway, so it was no trouble. I mean, my pajamas, I composted them when it was all over.
Okay, well, you know what? We're going to take a quick break, but of course the laughs will continue and the conversation with our very special guest, Ron James.